And again, you know, with the movement of bed bugs by humans, it could possibly make it really difficult to isolate.
The effect of essentially a detergent group on the German cockroach. And by way of introduction, let me start off by saying that insecticidal soaps, which some people consider to be surfactants, have been used in insect control for well over a century. They're mostly used to control soft-bodied insects, such as aphids, on plants. And typically, other than the fact that they can gunk up insect spiracles, they're really only active by direct contact, and they disrupt the permeability of insect cell membranes. Now, soaps are generally not effective on larger, harder-bodied insect species. And as a result of that, they're typically not used to control insect pests that occur in urban situations, such as cockroaches. Now, again, soaps are related to detergents. Both of them are surfactants or surface active agents, but the chemistry are quite different, and surfactants, to be sure, have a great number of different molecular structures. Well, we figured soaps are not working too well against cockroaches and other insects that we are interested in. Maybe there's some potential for detergents for effectiveness where soaps are not really cutting the mustard as contact kill agents now for larger insect species. So this was our hypothesis. Let's look at some detergent groups and see if we can identify interesting groups to study that might be more active. And after a long survey that I won't go into now, we settled on a particular group of surfactants called the linear ethoxylated alcohols. Pretty common group. Over a million metric tons are used worldwide every year. They go into our water systems, and they're, I guess, for the most part, rapidly degraded. They're used in household and industrial cleaners, personal care products, and other things. How do you make ethoxylated alcohols? Well, it's a fairly straightforward reaction. You take fatty alcohols and under pressure react them with ethylene oxide to produce your ethoxylated alcohol. And the general structure of ethoxylated alcohols is shown here. Let's see, I'll use this. Okay. Note that the R group is the hydrophobic alkyl chain, which consists of a long string of carbon atoms that ranges from 9 to 15 carbons, and N is the average number of moles of ethylene oxide, which ranges from 2.5 to 13 moles. So we found a company called the Toma Company that produces a number of these ethoxylated alcohols called the Tomadol series, and I was lucky enough to find 16 of them. The variables being the carbon chain length, the degree of ethoxylation, and a very interesting parameter called the HLB, which is more widely known among formulation chemists, but it's the hydrophile lipophile balance, and formulation chemists use this a lot to characterize molecules according to the degree to which the molecule is either water-loving or fat-loving. And so here's a laundry list of the linear ethoxylated alcohols varying in carbon chain length, moles of ethylene oxide, and the HLB value. And you can see, just as a way of definition here, the first alcohol says C9/11. That means that it has a range of carbons in it, carbon chains from 9 to 11, and that is the shortest chain length. The longest is C14 to 15 down in the bottom right of the slide. The ethoxylated alcohol levels range from 2.5 to 13, and the HLB values are also quite wide. They range from 3.7, a very lipophilic molecule, to 14.4. So our methods were fairly straightforward. We used adult male German cockroaches, and after CO2 anesthetizing them, I added 1 milligram active ingredient of the alcohol per insect, applied it as a 2 microliter drop of a 50% solution in ethanol. We evaluated the mortality at 24 hours, and we determined LT50s using multiple readings up to 24 hours. Now, results. In general, as you would expect, there was a very wide range of toxicity to the cockroaches. And another important finding was that these are not going to probably make it among people who really want something that's fast-acting, because there's a very slow speed of kill. We found that there was a negative correlation between the moles of ethoxylation and the toxicity within groups having similar carbon chain lengths, and I'll show you what I mean here. But first, let me show you what the range of mortality was. It ranged from this value, 4.7, all the way up to the value just below it, which is 91.2. This is
boundary to the resistance soil distribution. And these confirmation steps are really
mortality within 24 hours. Not all the materials were toxic enough to kill 50% of the insects, so there's obviously some gaps in the LT50 column. But in slowness, the fastest acting material killed insects with an LT50 of right around an hour and a half. So again, I'm not sure that would make a lot of PMP customers happy to have something that slow. But finally, the point about the the correlation between mortality and the degrees of ethoxylation. If you look at this series here, the C11 series, you'll note that if there's 3 moles of ethoxylated alcohol, there's a 74% mortality, 5 moles, 27, 7 moles, 16, and 9 moles of ethoxylation gives you a very, very low mortality of 4.7%. And this is true for all the groups having the same carbon chain length. There's always a declining degree of mortality if there is more ethoxylation. We also found that the speed of kill is inversely correlated to the mean carbon chain length, illustrated by this figure. And you'll see here that the four materials, the only four that I was able to do this analysis on from the data set, show that they all have the same degree of ethoxylation, but the molecule that has the shortest chain length has a much faster speed of kill than that molecule which has the longest chain length with intermediate values for the molecules that have intermediate chain lengths. So I guess for the final bit of data analysis, we found that the total mortality is inversely correlated to the HLB value, so that molecules with low HLBs, again, this is a function of both the carbon chain length and the moles of methoxylation, are considerably more lipophilic, and therefore they're considerably more toxic. You can see from this figure that there's a highly significant relationship between HLB value and the toxicity of the molecules, with the most toxic molecule being that molecule that had the HLB value of 3.7, which is right there. Okay, in summary, we found that this group of surfactants was able to produce significant contact mortality in the German cockroach, although it was quite slow. And within groups having the same number of moles of methoxylation, the speed of kill was inversely correlated to the mean carbon chain length. And then within groups having the same carbon chain length, toxicity was inversely correlated to the number of moles of methoxylation. And finally, kind of the summary statement is that the total mortality is inversely correlated to the HLB. In general, within this group, and maybe in other groups of surfactants, fat-loving molecules were the most toxic. Okay. Time for questions. Yeah, the molecules that are in the most lipid fat-loving group tend to be industrial grease cleaners.
Yeah.
And so they're the ones, even though I said that a lot of linear ethoxylated alcohols are used commonly worldwide, and there's metric tons of them used, not so much for that group because they are a little bit more toxic.
Specialized.
Yes. Not at all, I've tested that extensively, and that's a very poor. That has a very high HLB value, so it's very water loving. It would be for used for oil in water emulsions, and it's quite ineffective against cockroaches or any other hard body species. At least at these doses, at least at one milligram of material per insect. My personal feeling that these materials, if they contact bed bugs, would have a biological effect, but I don't think that they would show true synergy as we know it with the methylene dioxy group. What we're going to see with these is kind of an additive effect, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike?
Sorry, second question. A couple years ago,
yeah.
It's very fast. Do you know what that compound is?
Unfortunately, we don't, because commercial formulas change constantly, and there are almost always mixtures of different surfactants and different stuff, perfumes, other agents, surface active agents, and you're putting when you spray them, you're putting a lot of material on. This particular test used just one milligram, which is a very small amount applied to an area that wasn't likely to affect the spiracular function. And we know that if you put it on other parts of the body, it kills them just as well.
aware of the bed bug infestations in the U.S. and also in other countries. It's a tough insect to control. There are a lot of challenges, and we suddenly realized that we needed to do a lot of research on various aspects about bed bug biology and management strategy. Bed bugs are very difficult to notice because of their small size and nocturnal behavior, and it takes a lot of time and also experience in order to detect the bed bug infestation, especially when the numbers are very low. So developing a trap that can attract the bed bugs from a distance and also kill them would be very beneficial in order to save time and also to detect the